Video: Restaurant chain takes customers' temperatures prior to dining. By Amy Furr on March 10, 2020. A California restaurant chain implemented a new policy in January to protect its staff and customers from the coronavirus. Since late January, Szechuan Impression has used infrared thermometers, which can take a person's temperature without touching them, to screen patrons at its three locations in Alhambra, Tustin, and West Los Angeles, according to the Los Angeles Times. If a customer is running a fever or has other abnormal symptoms, the staff will help them get in contact with medical services for further evaluation, the report said. In addition, restaurant employees wipe down tables, windows, door handles, and other surfaces with alcohol spray several times a day as an extra precaution, according to Cron4. It's nice, you know, they make us use hand sanitizer when we come in and they check our temperature. So it's just a little extra precaution, which is nice, customer Elaine Kyle noted. On Instagram January 26, the restaurant shared a photo of an employee checking a man's temperature before he sat down for a meal. It has been 6 years since Szechuan Impression opened, and to treat everyone who comes to dine equally has always been our basic principle. We are grateful for your cooperation during this extraordinary period, the post read. Tuesday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, reported that there were 647 confirmed and presumptive positive cases of the coronavirus in the United States. However, the agency said for the majority of people, the immediate risk of being exposed to the virus is low. There is not widespread circulation in most communities in the United States, according to the CDC's website. Following a meeting with Senate Republicans on Tuesday, President Donald Trump urged Americans to remain calm amid growing fears of the spread of the virus. Everybody has to be vigilant and has to be careful but be calm. It's really working out, and a lot of good things are going to happen, he concluded.